Hello. Here we are, episode 12, meeting with Dave Preske. Here we are at BET today, BET 2020, and I'm with Dave Preske, and we're just doing a little podcast for you, live from the show, as it were. Dave, you sent me an article about how technology has been used in your setting. Would you like to explain to us what you did and how it worked?
We've been exploring Google Docs voice to text. Has been really successful in our setting, and scanning pens they've been the two that we've been exploring recently. Working with individual children, we have been trialing them, and then working with parents and teachers as well to try and use that across the curriculum and also in exam settings. We found some really good successes moving forward with those two in particular.
And you mentioned to me one of the problems you've got now is it's fine for us to be promoting it because we're sold by it, and you managed to get another teacher interested. But what's your next steps after that?
Yeah, so our next steps is to share our ideas and certainly the students' outcomes with teachers who teach these children all the time, so they can see how it's enabling them and what the outcomes of their work are. We're also interested in the pupils' voice being a part of that, so they can hear it from the particular people that have had the impact on.
Thanks, Dave. That's really good. Well, I'm having a really exciting show here. I've seen Clicker 8, and I think it's a different package compared to what the previous packages were. So I would heartily recommend it as a new product. I love the Close Pro idea. We used to have Close Pro as a separate package. And in the early days, it was called Developing Tray, where you get children to almost do a hangman with finding letters and putting it into the package. Here you can have a whole world input, and it's all built into Clicker. I also love the idea of the analytics, Dave. You've seen those, haven't you,
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you a great insight into that. What's going on in that student's mind as they're trying to go through the writing process.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be fabulous. So, that's news from the show. We're going to stop now, and listen in next week for another exciting episode of the Smiles podcast.